This is Honesty. Good to see you again.
The name's Bond. James Bond.
I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Welcome to Movie Picks with Alice Reese.
It is Movie Picks with Alice Reese. Daniel Starks here. You're listening to your station, KETR. Alice Reese is the movie reviewer for the Greenville and the Rockwell Herald Banner, and she takes time out of her Friday mornings bringing us movie reviews here on KETR. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Daniel.
We've got some movies to talk about this morning, obviously, or else it wouldn't be Movie Picks with Alice Reese. We've got three to talk about: Muppets Most Wanted, Divergent, and Bad Words. Let's go ahead and start with that puppet movie, Muppets Most Wanted.
This is the seventh feature. They go back, 30 years probably with these. And the last two have been really fine, and this one especially. Laugh a second. It is totally involving for the kids and the adults. Inside jokes, with many guest stars, like people like Tony Bennett and Sean Combs and Celine Dion, Lady Gaga, and other guest stars who have parts in it are Ray Liotta, Danny Trejo, Ty Burrell. He plays this very funny detective, Jean-Pierre Napoleon. But it's mainly about the Muppets, and they have now decided to go on a European tour with taking their show on the road. But they have been infiltrated by this cunning guy. He's called Dominic Badguy, and he pronounces that bad guy. He says that's the French pronunciation, played by Ricky Gervais. And he gets this scheme going where he will go and follow the Muppets wherever they are and use them as a hoax of the screen for doing robberies. And it ends up being it's banks and eventually the British crown jewels. And there's a big side story going on where Kermit is trapped in a Siberian prison presided over by Nadia, who is Tina Fey. And he is replaced in the show by his doppelganger, the frog who looks just like him, known as Constantine, who says things like, "It's not easy being me." Anyway, I can't recommend this enough. It's fun.
I remember when I was a kid, I would watch the Muppet Treasure Island and the Great Muppet Heist or something like that. Oh, the Great Muppet Caper or something like that. It was all about the Muppets. And those were two of my favorite movies when I was growing up. And I haven't had a chance to see the new Muppet movies yet, but I'm really looking forward to being able to see them. And I've seen the previews for this one, and I just thought it looked hilarious. Just the preview alone made me laugh uncontrollably. So I'm really looking forward to it.
I was during the whole screening, I laughed through the whole thing. And usually there's some moments, but not constant, just riotously funny.
Well, this next one is not about puppets. And if I'm not mistaken, it's actually not a comedy either. It's called Divergent.
Right. This is a following in the big success of The Hunger Games, which there's no way to deny that this isn't similar, because it also has a female, a teenager, who is the strong lead, and it takes place in another apocalyptic future, because always the future is apocalyptic. That's one of my problems. We can never have a good future. This is in the ravaged city of Chicago. And the girl's name is Beatrice, but she goes by the nickname of Triss. And she's played by this rising star, Shailene Woodley, who was in The Spectacular Now and was Oscar-nominated for The Descendants. She really, really does a great job in this role, which is physically so taxing. And as do the other performers. I got to meet Miles Teller and Jay Courtney, who came in for interviews, and they talked about this rigorous training that they had to go through. They do things like while riding a train, they jump out the window and land on a roof, and I'm sure that there were a lot of stunt people involved, but anyway, nonetheless, it was very impressive. This is a complicated story, and it takes some little primer to get used to what's going on. The world in this, Chicago, we don't know about the rest of the world, but in Chicago, the city is all rubble. And in this time, it's been divided up into these various factions. And the factions, as a 16-year-old, you have to choose your faction. And if you don't get one and you're factionless, you're pretty much an outcast and living on the street. And you have no, you can't contact your family. So although she grows up among the abnegation faction, Triss picks the Dauntless group, which are the ones who are the warriors. But in reality, she is divergent. That means she has all the characteristics of, she could belong to any of the five, and they are erudite, candor, amity. Anyway, very complicated. But it's a big action movie, and it's very well done and involving, and I really predict success for them, and I think that their franchise will take off.
And this last one we're going to talk about is a comedy, and it's starring Jason Bateman, who I think is just hilarious just as a person. It's called Bad Words.
And he wrote this. And he plays this dubious character named Guy Trilby, who, because of a loophole in the rules, finds himself in a national spelling bee, the Golden Quill National Spelling Bee, because the rule is that you have to have passed eighth grade. They don't want anyone past eighth grade. Well, he never got through eighth grade, so whatever. He has all kinds of bad reasons for doing this, and he uses, by the way, the play on words of the bad language is there. It is spelling words, but it's also some of the most vulgar language of all time. Very shocking, because he's competing against 10- and 12-year-old spelling champions. It is outrageous and hilarious.
Well, out of these three movies, which one would you go and go see, or tell the listeners to go see this weekend?
I want to see all of them, but the Muppets especially.
The Muppets especially. All right, Alice. We talked about three movies this morning: Bad Words, starring and directed by Jason Bateman; Divergent, which is based on a really a best-selling book at one point, and I know a lot of my friends have read that book, and they're really anxious to go see that movie. And then, of course, Muppets Most Wanted, the Muppets that everyone has come to know and love. They are back on the big screen. Alice, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
You're listening to your station, 88.9 KETR. I'm Daniel Starks.